interest in traveling during the Lebaran holiday. Widianti further explained that the Ministry of Tourism also held a number of events throughout Indonesia to further strengthen tourist attraction during the Lebaran 2025 period. For example, the Aceh Ramadan Festival and Rakik-Rakik Festival, which are both selected events for the 2025 Karisma Events Nusantara Curation. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Next news. Indonesia Minister of Primary Secondary Education, Abdul Muti, said that instilling good habits in children is a strategy he chose to build Indonesian education. During his prayer sermon at Gajah Mada University in Yogyakarta on Wednesday, he said that instilling these habits was necessary to create future generation, which could bring Indonesia to its vision of Golden Indonesia by Indonesia's centennial in 2045.
Dalam konteks kita membangun bangsa, tentu saja kita perlu membangun generasi emas itu.
In building our nation, we certainly need to cultivate a golden generation that will lead this country towards progress and greatness. Continuous educational processes are essential to achieve this, starting from instilling good habits and practices. In this way, our nation's future generations will develop strong and noble character from an early age, embodying our nation's core values and dignity.
Kepribadian yang utama dan kepribadian yang luhur sebagai suatu bangsa.
Indonesia Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education is recently promoting the 7 Great Habits of Indonesian Children, a program launched last December. And these habits including waking up early, worshiping, exercising, eating healthy and nutritious food, loving to learn, engaging with the community, and going to bed early. In his speech, Abdul Muti also mentioned that the future of Indonesia in 2045 can be seen through the children currently attending primary educational institutions, such as kindergarten. The next news. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, strongly condemned a brutal Israeli attack on the northern Gaza Strip, Palestine, which violated the ceasefire agreement. The airstrike on Tuesday killed hundreds of civilians, including women and children. Puan described this Israeli action as a violation of humanitarian principles and international law, as well as war crimes in violation of the Geneva Conventions, as well as war crimes contrary to the Geneva Conventions. This attack ended the ceasefire agreement with Hamas that had been in effect since January 19. The Israeli government claimed that the attack was carried out because Hamas refused to release hostages. Puan stressed that this excuse cannot be justified. Puan urged the Indonesian government and the international community to take firm diplomatic steps, including through the UN and OIC, to stop the Israeli attacks and provide humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza. The House of Representatives will also continue to conduct parliamentary diplomacy to defend the rights of the Palestinian people. Next news. Indonesia's House of Representatives ratified the amendment of the 2004 Act on Indonesian National Military into law at a plenary session in Jakarta on Thursday. During the session, the House spokesperson Puan Maharani asked the approval of all House members present, which was then approved.
Sekarang tibalah saatnya.
Now it is time for us to ask for the faction's approval regarding the bill amendments to Act No. 34 of 2004 on the Indonesian National Military. Can it be approved to be enacted into law? Yes, thank you.
Terima kasih.
The amendment revised 3 articles on the armed force position, retirement age, and active military officers' engagement in state institutions. Besides stipulating that the Minister of Defense coordinated defense policies and strategies, the amended act also added 6 more civilian posts available for active officers and increased the retirement age up to 62 years old for the most high-ranking officers. While some elements of the public criticized that the amendments could revive the military's dual function policy as a President Suharto's New Order Era, Chairman of the House Commission 1, Utut Adianto claimed that there is no intention to revive the policy during the amendments discussion. Next news. Zakat, as one of the pillars of Islam that must be carried out by every able Muslim, not only function as a form of worship but also has an important role in supporting social and economic development. Through the distribution of zakat, the funds generated can help improve the welfare of society, especially for those who are less fortunate. In the Voitalk program with RRI Voice of Indonesia Jakarta on Thursday, Muhammad Mahmud, the Vice Chairman of the Badan Amil Zakat Nasional, the Indonesian National Zakat Management Agency, said zakat has high economic potential that can be utilized to support government's programs in poverty alleviation, especially through funding productive activities.
If we heard, if we listen about zakat, you say we refer to zakat. If we listen about zakat, we only, what is our imagination? Only mosque, for example, only madrasah, only for example, poor people and get the food. But at the moment, the policy has been developed. Our policy, half of our dana zakat has been allocated directly for consumption, and the rest is allocated for the productive activities. Mm. That's why Bastas not only provide food for the poor people, but also we provide scholarship for those who want to go to school, but without sufficient funding, for example. And also, for example, because they cannot go to the hospital because they have no health insurance, so Basnas provide the free for the health facilities. That's why for the second thing we call it productive activities.
If we listen about zakat, we only look at our imagination. Only mosque, for example, only madrasah, only for poor people and get the food. But at the moment, the policy has been developed. Our policy, half of our zakat has been allocated directly for consumption and the rest is allocated for productive activities. That's why Basnas not only provide food for the poor people, but we also provide scholarships for those who want to go to school, but without sufficient funding. For example, because they cannot go to the hospitals because they have no health insurance, so Basnas provide free health facilities. This way, for this second thing, we call it productive activities. Previously, the Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs targeted national zakat collection of 10% by 2025. Currently, the total zakat collected has reached 42 trillion rupiah, but this figure is still far from the maximum potential, which is estimated more than 327 trillion rupiah. The Director General of Islamic Community Guidance at the Minister of Religious Affairs, Abu Rahman, said that the increasing zakat collection must be shared agenda in order to strengthen zakat's contribution to poverty alleviation and community welfare. And the final news. The Egyptian government has expressed its commitment to developing a scholarship program for Indonesian students. The students of the Arab Republic Egypt, Yasser Hassan Farah El-Sharmi, stated during the dialogue between French-speaking countries ambassador and Indonesian students as a part of Francopi Week 2025 on Thursday at Jakarta State University that the scholarship development program will be introduced by the end of this year.
Egypt has a different position regarding the scholarship offered to our brothers and sisters in Indonesia. As you know, we are the biggest country offer scholarship to the students here. We are working on a new system that allows Indonesian students to apply for Egyptian universities. We will introduce a new system, I think, by the end of this year.
Ambassador Yasser El-Sharmi also mentioned that the Indonesian students are warmly welcome to pursue their education at universities in Egypt, various fields such as medicine, engineering, pharmacy, science, and business. In the December 2024. The Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto visited Cairo, Egypt in the field of education, and he expressed his appreciation for Egypt's role in supporting more than 15,000 Indonesian students at Al-Azhar University. And that's the news from Voice of Indonesia. And coming up next, let's follow today's commentary entitled National Zakat Agency Economic Empowerment Program Increase Welfare by Anna Trijayakasih.
This was Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today it's entitled National Zakat Agency's Economic Empowerment Program Increases Welfare. The Indonesian National Zakat Agency is a non-structural government institution tasked with collecting and distributing alms in Islam, such as zakat, infaq, and sedekah, and other Islamic social religious funds nationally. Since Indonesia, with over 281.6 million population, which is predominantly Muslims, the amount is quite fantastic. The National Zakat Agency plays a role in building social justice, empowering the community's economy, helping people in need, strengthening the role of zakat in improving the welfare of the community, helping mustahik or people who are entitled to receive zakat to be economically independent and escape the poverty line. The Indonesian Minister of Religion, Professor Nasaruddin Umar, at the Istiqlal Mosque, Jakarta, earlier this week, appreciated the economic empowerment program run by the National Zakat Agency. According to the minister, zakat needs to be managed professionally in order to provide long-term benefits for zakat recipients. He explained that productive zakat must be distributed by considering the needs of those who are entitled to receive zakat so that they can be economically empowered. The National Zakat Agency currently has various economic empowerment programs aimed at improving the lives of mustahik and vulnerable communities. Among them are business capital assistance, business training and mentoring, and business ecosystem development with mustahik. The National Zakat Agency not only distributes aid domestically, but also has an important role in helping humanity in Palestine, Sudan, and other countries in need. Until the end of February this year, the National Zakat Agency, in collaboration with trusted partners, has distributed aid from the Indonesian people amounting to 125.7 billion rupiahs for the Palestinian people. Zakat-based economic empowerment to improve welfare is certainly not the sole responsibility of the National Zakat Agency, but also requires support from all parties. If managed properly, zakat can be a strong instrument in alleviating poverty in Indonesia, and it is possible to help other countries. That was commentary.
Ku berkata, mungkin yang terakhir kalinya, sudahlah lepaskan semua. Ku yakin inilah waktu.
Boy listener, Indonesia is missing out 3-0 against Australia, and we just started the second half. And in the second half, Indonesia will try to fight more for the victory, chasing the 3-0 against Australia in the match. So let's hope for the best for Indonesia, and let's hope also the best for the Garuda team.
Saat semua di sini. Dan bila hati menemani
going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient, and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat.
The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Pernah perlukan aku, cobalah mengerti. Pujaan hati, pujaan hati, pujaan hati.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasalami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasalami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasalamis. Kasalami is sometimes...
Voy listener, we just got another goal, and the score right now is 4-0, and right now we have Mr. Salud Muhyiddin on live on the studio. Can you tell us what is going on over there?
Okay, so we just actually 15 minutes ago starting with the second round, and then so in the first few minutes, Indonesia is kind of like having good chance actually, but then suddenly in minute 16, Indonesia got another score from Australia, unfortunately. So looks like a lot of our players getting tired. They're really kind of like spirit very high one, but looks like they're tired. But the supporter is still kind of like very high one to support Indonesian team, like you can see now.
Yes, yes, yes. From what I can see, the supporters is still have high spirits and high hopes for
really
Indonesia
like
right now, especially even though the score is 4-0. But there's still time. There's still time to at least get some goals and hope the best for Indonesia.
Yeah, okay. So the good thing is that the spirit from supporters is still there. Another half an hour to go.
Yes. Alright, thank you so much, Mr. Salud Muhyiddin, for giving us live report. Okay, Voice listener, that was the live report on the studio, live on the stadium of Alliance Stadium in Sydney, Australia, from Mr. Salud Muhyiddin. And now let's continue this broadcast with Raisa. Could it be that Indonesia can win this match, or maybe just chase to 0-0?
Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu, perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love?
digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
As Gempol Serat is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Serat, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Gempol Serat is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Serat, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol serat is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of as gempol serat, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Teka-tekimu, mungkinkah ku tahu. kakimu. Tunggu, kau buat ku bertanya-tanya hanya dengan teka-teki-teka-tekimu. Mungkinkah ku tahu kan jawaban teka-teki-teka-tekimu. Terkadang ku merasa hampir tak mampu menghadapi kamu dan semua tanda tanyamu. Sungguh kau buatku bertanya-tanya dengan
Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours. And is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
our listener, just now Indonesia and Australia is having a match for the qualifying match for the FIFA World Cup. But even though we lost, but there is still hope for the next match that will be held in Indonesia against Australia, where Indonesia are going to have a fight with Australia in Indonesia. And let's hope for the best and always keep our heads up and always support Indonesia through and through until the very end, boy listener. For those of you who just listened, and also thank you so much for accompanying me in this 6-hour broadcast live here with me, Ray, in Indonesia today. And don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and also information through social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at voidius.id and WhatsApp number in +62 8212381 2130. Thank you so much for a listener and RRN and viewer. My name is Ray and all the crews from Voice of Indonesia signing out. And please enjoy our song with Fidi Aldiano, Status Falso, to close up today's broadcast.
What animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive.
Separuh hati denganmu, ku jalani cintaku, berusaha tuh jadi kekasih. Aku menipu dirimu, ku bilang cinta padamu, tapi dariku itu yang terbaik. Kau bukan pilihan, karena ku tak sedihiku. Hasratku padamu terpaksa aku mencintai dirimu hanya untuk status palsu pertama hati. Ku jalani cinta karena aku tak suka denganmu. Aku pasti tak tulus hatiku, ku harap engkau tak pernah tahu. Rasa cintaku padamu hanya di bibir saja, tak sedikit pun hati bicara. Semoga selama ini kau tak tahu bahwa sesungguhnya aku tak mencinta, terpaksa aku mencintai dirimu hanya untuk status palsu setengah hati. Ku jalani cinta karena aku tak
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you shall come to Wit Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub District. The Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking Geseng Bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when it's...
This is Radio Dao, Voice of Indonesia, the Chinese program.
本台播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。您能每天通过短波频率33257赫和4755千赫，本台的网站www.voinews.id/mandarin的流媒体直播，以及RRI Digital应用程序收听本台的节目。Voice of Indonesia，从印度尼西亚民间世界。
From Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia， 从印度尼西亚面向世界。听众朋友，您好，我诺法，祝你身体健康。在今天一个小时的华语节目，我想为您报道一些印度尼西亚的信息。我们还会播放一些在印度尼西亚流行歌曲。也有印度尼西亚魅力节目，是给您介绍印度尼西亚各个地区的土特。开始本期的节目，请各位收听新闻报道。Voice of Indonesia， 从印度尼西亚面向世界。现在报道新闻，由我诺法主持的。印度尼西亚总统普拉波素比安多去世的规模放松关系，以提高竞争力，创造就业机会，并加速对纺织品、鞋类和其他劳动密集新行业的投资。该指令是在2025年3月19日星期三在雅加达杜里宫举行的国家经济委员会会议上发布的。经济统筹部长埃朗格哈达德在会议后的新闻声明中解释说，印度尼西亚政府的主要关注点之一是纺织和纺织产品行业。该行业目前吸收了大约400万工人，出口超过20亿美元。总统指示以原材料供应、非法进口、供应链有关系的将简化和简单化， 第一个趋势当然是政府必须关注整个供应链，并协调以实施的关税。经济通作部长 Erlangga Hartarto 补充说，总统还支持对经销商偏采取反倾销措施，以应对有竞争力的商品。据 Erlangga Hartarto 的称，大部分苏边的总统还推动将劳动密集性项目纳入国家战略项目，这样做是为了能够立即提供各种许可实施和激励实施。印度尼西亚旅游部长 Widyanti Putri Wardana 透露，根据交通部的数据以及2025年开斋节期间国内游客人数将达到114,600,000人次。维迪安蒂周三于3月19日在雅加达举行的主题为惊悚回响一块旅游的月度新闻发布会上传达了这一信息。维迪安蒂部长还继续说，国内游客每次出行的平均花费为257万英里顿，因此预计2025年开斋节期间的经济营业额可达到375.2万亿英里顿。如果以国内游客人存储有花费257万英里顿计算，以及2025年开斋节期间的经济营业额将达到375.2万亿英里顿。与此同时，旅游部市场营销副部长尼曼德阿尤马蒂尼在同一场合透露，预计2025年开斋节期间国内游客人数将达到114,600,000人次，在印度尼西亚总人口的56%，这将是一般非凡的经济力量。尼曼德阿尤马蒂尼还说，除了回乡与家人团聚之外，人们肯定也会去度假，因此尼玛德阿尤马蒂尼表示，政府将确保返乡和开斋节期间假期顺利愉快。新闻播送完了 ，Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。Voice of Indonesia 中印度尼西亚面向世界，听众朋友，感谢您继续收听本台播送的一个小时的华语节目。本台也感谢对您已经发给我们的 email foilisteners@gmail.com 或者提前报道在您那边收听本台播送的节目。如果您喜欢印度尼西亚歌曲，请发给我们，本台就特别给你们播放。接下来请各位收听一首印度尼西亚乐队 Raja 的歌曲，歌名是 Assalamualaikum。 这首歌是关于穆斯林的问候，当会面或者访问某个地方时说 Assalamualaikum， 意思是祝你平安。歌词还提醒我们，当有人说 Assalamualaikum 时，应该我只有高兴，因为这意味着有人为我们祈祷。听众朋友，请各位收听 Raja 演唱的 Assalamualaikum。